听力课堂，听 class.com。
Reservation for Gaynor, David Gaynor.
Do you two know each other?
I'm so sorry there's no reservation under that name. Are you sure it's not under some other name?
Try Winthrop.
No, sorry.
Well, I didn't want to spend any of our money in that place anyway.
At least we have some money from this case, and fast. Can we bill all our clients on a one-day cycle?
The only problem is, it's not our client who paid us. This check is from Gene Nyatt, possibly the world's most manipulative wheeler dealer.
So what? It's in our grubby little fingers.
So ruthless, yet so perfectly civil. I've never seen anything like it. Have you, Tess?
Are you kidding? I went to business school, remember?
I feel badly for Susan, blindly working away, thinking she's doing one thing when in fact, she's all part of the decoy.
Oh, yeah, she's a real sage. I feel sorry for Tanner, all that golf. And what did he get him?
Funny how obvious it all turned out to be. Nyatt merges with the company he's been working with for years. A faithful supplier who saves the day and winds up owning the company who hired them.
That's right. They're making the what is it? The biocompatible thingy for the hearing device they invented?
You're the most technically literate woman I've ever known.
And speaking of devices, did we need a permit or something to use the bug?
In theory, yes, but as you saw, not in practice. So, what are you doing this weekend?